Inmate from San Diego County accused in prison stabbing death. San Diego. A former San Diego County inmate who was transferred to Kern Valley State Prison to serve an 18-year sentence for robbery was under investigation along with another inmate for allegedly stabbing another inmate to death, corrections officials said Saturday. Luis Alvidrez, 33, of San Diego, and Roland C. Corona, 57, allegedly fatally attacked fellow inmate, Isaac Duran, 41, at about 2:55 p.m. on October 14, according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Mr. Duran sustained multiple stab wounds and was taken to an outside medical facility for a higher level of care. He was pronounced dead at 9:14 p.m. Thursday while under the care of medical staff at Kern Medical Center in Bakersfield, according to officials. Mr. Alvidrez and Mr. Corona stabbed Mr. Duran with an inmate-manufactured weapon, according to the Corrections Department. Both suspects have been moved to restricted housing pending investigation. Mr. Duran came to Kern Valley State Prison from Tulare County in April 2003, and was serving a life sentence for two counts of attempted murder with an enhancement for intentional discharge of firearm causing great bodily injury, assault with semi-automatic firearm, and street gang activity. While incarcerated, he was sentenced in Kings County to serve 12 years and 4 months for two counts of assault by prisoner with deadly weapon, instrument, three counts of possession and manufacture of deadly weapon by prisoner, and battery on non-prisoner. Mr. Alvidrez was received from San Diego County on June 1, 2017, to serve an 18-year, 4-month sentence for two counts of second-degree robbery, and two counts of second-degree robbery as a second striker. While incarcerated, he was sentenced in Kern County to serve 5 years for the possession and manufacturing of a deadly weapon to produce great bodily injury as a second striker. Mr. Corona was received from Fresno County on June 4, 2003, to serve a life sentence with the possibility of parole for a string of violent crimes. While incarcerated, he was sentenced in Monterey County to serve 12 years for three counts of possession and manufacturing a deadly weapon. No staff or additional incarcerated people were injured, and the motive for the stabbing was not immediately available.